Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another podcast. My name's Daniel. This is Six Figure Products. Apologies for the audio quality today. I'm just in my car again, but I'm just driving on my way into work this morning. I'm running a little later than what I was yesterday, so I thought I'd just do it while I'm driving, okay? So I want to go over in more in detail affiliate marketing and the different schemes that are available and which one's the most benefit and how you can drive traffic to your affiliate link. So some of the affiliate marketing schemes that are out there, you've got residual paying ones, you've got high ticket ones, and you've got the regular low ticket ones, okay? So high ticket ones generally are ones which are over $200 or more, or pound or more. The residually paying ones are the ones which pay you monthly. So once you get the sale, as long as the customer keeps paying the company, you'll still get a payment. There's a few of them that are about, there's quite a lot of low ticket items and there's quite a lot of high ticket items, okay? So the low ticket item, which I've found, there's quite a few of the low ticket items and there's ways that you can drive the traffic to them. One of the ways to drive traffic to the low ticket ones, well, any of them really, is you can build a website, dedicate the website to that niche. So for example, one of my friends, Joe, he did that, and he had like yachts and boats and stuff. He built a website all around boats, telling people about boats, pricing guides, how to buy, where to buy them from, and he drove people to there, and then obviously the customer went from there using his affiliate link to the boat site, to the yacht site where they could purchase the boat as a hot lead. That's generally a good way of doing it. Also, you can do YouTube videos, which is also quite effective. One of the ways which I think which is good, which you could class as a high ticket item as well, you've got Shopify, which can pay you residually. So you can load up on YouTube how to do videos, how to set up Shopify, and just tell people the whole process. And then when they're setting it up, you just say click on my link below to set up your Shopify link to set up your Shopify account, and that's your affiliate link that you put in there. You could also do things like GetResponse, which is a market email responder, which also pays you residually as long as the customer is with you. There's another one which is not very known. There's a one called Market Hero. It's not very known. It's a sales funnel / autoresponder. It's run by a guy called Alex Becker. He's quite big on YouTube. He does all these kind of videos. I learned a lot of him in regards to Shopify. So that's very good. If you sign up to his affiliate program, again, you can get residually paying payments on that. Some other ways that you can drive traffic is what I touched on in my previous video, is through Instagram, doing, like I said before, signing up to FameSwap, buying accounts linked to your niche, because you don't want to buy one which is completely different. So if you've got something to do with pets, you don't want to buy an account which is audiences in health and beauty, or health and fitness rather. You want to find it which is in your niche, or if you're building your account, the ways that you can build your account is using the follow to follow method. So you follow accounts in your audience. So there's several ways which I've found quite effective with this. You can go to a big company, a big icon in your audience, right? And follow them, and follow a bunch of their followers. I found that works, but with my account, what I've found, without following all their followers, what I've found is following all the big names in that industry. So when you click follow, a bunch of other related accounts will show up at the bottom, right? So what I did is that for the past few days, is I've followed all the accounts which are at the bottom, which pop up, And I've actually started getting, I actually sometimes get more response from doing it that way than what I found doing it just following all their followers. You can also, and when it comes to growing an Instagram account, you don't have to always create your own content. Obviously, it helps to create your own content, but you don't necessarily have to. You just repost it. You just download an app, Reposter, and you just repost other people's posts. All right, that's an easy way to do it, and you just have to give them credit, give the person credit in the caption. Just make sure you use plenty of hashtags, an eye-catching caption as well. So what you can do is, I usually write a caption, like comment here if you agree, comment here if you got any ideas, things like that. Usually below it I put two lines of this. I put usually follow, then a flame, then your name. Your Instagram name, and I do that several times because it's easier when for a viewer to click on your name when it's two, and it got more of a chance of them clicking onto your profile and then clicking follow. What you can also do as well with on Instagram, you can do the stories. So you can the best way to go about it, rather than being all hardcore about it, you provide value to people, then they're more likely to follow the link and purchase and follow up with it. So some ways I've found effective is by saying to them, is offering some form of value, or say, my friend's just done this, just signed up to this scheme, this marketing scheme, or well, not done some marketing scheme, my friend's just signed up to this course, and it's very effective and he's seeing really great results. Or my friend's just opened his Shopify store, and he's doing really, really well. Swipe up, check out my video, or check out this video if you want to put someone else's tutorial there, and start your success today. There's loads of different taglines that you can use, which all help with your affiliate marketing. Now, one thing I've learned is you can't really use affiliate links on Facebook advertising. All the ones I've ever tried in the past, I've tried doing short links, custom links, but they've always declined it. They've always declined the ads. So that tells me that Facebook don't like affiliate marketing as such, right? So the main ways to do it is Facebook. You can try Google ads as well. You can try Instagram, you can try YouTube. Instagram and YouTube are the main two sources which are going to drive traffic and going to help you. So there's a structure which you can set up depending on what niche you have, right? So for example, I'm in like the web marketing, web building, advertising niche. So what I can do is, especially if I'm helping people set up Shopify stores, right? So you help them for free. The way you get paid is through the affiliate link, right? So when you're helping them, you offer them a free service, a free mentoring service. So it's going to be quite a big outlay at first, and you're not going to see much return at the beginning. It's going to be a long-term aspect. It's going to be a long-term gain there. So what you do is, and in this instance, what I do is I help people with the Shopify stores. I give them as much advice as possible, and I'm open and honest with them, saying, listen, the only way I get paid is through affiliate links, so please use my link so I get paid. So what you do is you send them to your links, or you even set up the store for them, right? So open up the store using your affiliate links and your partner login and on Shopify. Open the store for them there. So enter all the details in, so then that's that store set up for you, right? And then what you do as well is you also set them up with GetResponse, which is a market responder. You set it up with Shopify. You get them set up there using your affiliate links. So again, another way that you can earn a bit of money is through GoDaddy reseller program, but I'll come to that later. So that's that way. So basically what I'm trying to get at is, what you do is you find a bunch of different affiliates within the same niche, which are all relatable. For example, Shopify and GetResponse are relatable products, so you can intertwine them together. You can sign the same customer up to the same product, doubling what you're going to make, because they're going to need a market responder. It's integral to any success on Shopify. You need your back end marketing. You do the same for anything else. You find relatable affiliates all within the same niche. You offer a free service to help them, and then all you do is they use your affiliate links, and that's how you get paid. And I've done that, and I've got several customers who have got the Shopify stores. I'm not going to say all of them are millionaires, because they're not. We're in the real world. Not everyone succeeds. Not everyone does very, very well. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But GoDaddy, just to come to that, another affiliate program which you can do, which you can advertise on Facebook, because you get it's slightly different. You get your own personal. If you don't know GoDaddy, they're a web domain hosting company. So they host a lot of domains, email services. You can parking sensors going mad. You can set up WordPress from there. There's all kinds of different things that you can do. They got hundreds and hundreds of different products, right? And hundreds of different, thousands and thousands of different domains available, right? So what you do is you go to Google, type in GoDaddy reseller program. You sign up to there. It does cost, I think it's maybe $200 to start it, which is an upfront cost. They got different packages, but I think the base package is about $200. I don't remember. So all you do is you sign up to the package, you buy it, and then you've got your own customizable domain. You've got your own store. So it's GoDaddy, but rebranded. It's sort of a white label service. So it's GoDaddy's site, but with all your logos, your branding, and all you do is you send people to your site, buy domains. Obviously, you make profit on the domain margin. You make all kinds of profit on different, loads of different things. You can make monthly income as well. It's a residual payment from the people who purchase on your store as well. That is another way which not many people know of. It's sort of an untapped market from what people do. Although you do have a lot of bigger competition like GoDaddy. This one mainly helps is if you've got people like, for example, that sort of program helps me when it comes to setting up people's Shopify stores, right? Because I can then go in there and say to them, buy this domain from here. Buy it, it's not expensive, it's give or take the same price of what it is on GoDaddy and anywhere else. So you are competitive with everyone else in the market. So that's another way, if you're in the same niche as what I am, that's another way you can expand what you're going to make. Sign up to the reseller program and have them purchase their domains from your site. I think one of my first ones was called Oakwell Hosting. I don't think it's open anymore, but that's one of the other things that you can do. It's really great. Again, this isn't one of them get-rich-quick schemes. It's not. You have to build it up over time. It does take a lot of time and a lot of effort, but the rewards are really, really great once you get the ball moving. It's sort of the snowball effect, like I mentioned in the last video. I don't mean to repeat myself, but all of this, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes a lot of persistence and patience to be able to succeed in anything, really. I think that's pretty much everything in terms of what I can cover in a short period of time with affiliate marketing. If you've got any questions, just drop me a message on my Instagram page, Six Figure Products, okay? I'll see you next time. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it's helped. I will cover in other videos more like Shopify and how to set it up, but that's going to be bigger episodes. Be it, I don't know, 4, 5, 10 minute episodes. So you'll have to tune in each week for that. So if you have any questions, just drop me a message on my Instagram page, Six Figure Products. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you have a great day. And I just want to say you've taken the first step into success, because not many people pass the first video, but the fact that you're on the second video makes your chances much, much better to succeed. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.